Sunday Show. Mike Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We're live at the Envision Store in the lovely Galleria in Edina this afternoon, collecting toys for the Ronald McDonald House. And quick question for you two. What does Minnesota have in common with the state of Washington, California, and New Hampshire? What do we have in common with those three states?
We are run, managed very well.
That's a good answer.
We
have high taxes.
We have joined that quartet. Those four states are the only four that have two women senators.
Oh, that's right. Because Tina Smith. Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith was named for Franklin C.
So that's right.
Those four states.
Cool.
I thought she gave a nice speech today.
Yeah, absolutely.
They broke into The View and Jason's show.
Yep.
Okay, did you see The View when Meghan McCain was crying about her dad's cancer?
Well, because that's what Bo Biden died of, the same kind of cancer, and Joe Biden was on the show. So
that was like the sweetest thing. It was so sad and moving, but yet...
Yeah. Listen, there's a reason why she got married when she did, quick.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. He's John McCain, I mean, he's in his 80s, and that's bad cancer. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, so they know he's on borrowed time,
right,
as they say.
Right.
Yeah, it was really.
It was a sweet TV moment. I got teary-eyed, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. Okay, and then a very funny, lovely moment that happened last night on Late Night. And we'll have to ask Rosalind if the Screen Actor Guild Award members got to screen The Post, because I was somewhat surprised not to see The Post get nominated for movie, or Meryl Streep or Tom Hanks, because the Screen Actor Guild Awards are more an indicator of the Oscars than Golden Globes.
Right, and they're nominated by 25,000 of their fellow actors.
No, it's just if they get the screener out, because there have been some years where they've said, and Rosalind has told us, the screener didn't get out in time. So I don't know. I can't believe that Spielberg wouldn't have gotten that out, but that to me was the one that just jumped out.
Because everyone said it was so good.
Because it's gotten nominated for Critics' Choice and other awards besides the Golden Globes. Because really, the Screen Actor Guild is a bigger predictor. Mm-hmm. And so, for the bigs that can get out, we're just rooting for those movies. I know you didn't like Get Out, but
it was so clever.
But anyway, Tom Hanks was on with Colbert last night. And, he's got a book out, Tom Hanks. He's collected the typewriters. You saw the Sunday morning.
Yes.
He's got, a book of short essays.
It's called Uncommon Type.
And he typed an essay on each of the different typewriters.
Yeah.
And oh, gosh.
He gave us great couch last night. Such good couch. And here he is. Of course, Colbert wants to ask him about, how do you and Rita Wilson and Christmas. And anyway, he gets off on a story about tinsel on the Christmas tree.
Right.
Are you going to be able to be home with your lovely wife, Rita, for the holidays?
Yeah, we will. We'll fight our traditional tinsel war that we always have.
What's the tinsel war?
Well, here's the thing. I grew up with essentially a Christmas decoration scheme by way of Woolworth's, the five and dime. More shiny objects on the tree, the better.
Yeah.
My wife grew up in a household where the kids were not allowed to decorate the tree. Her mom did it while they were at school. They'd come home, it would be all done. And she'd say, well, honey, you won't do it good, so I have to do it. So Rita has this thing about decorating the tree, and my thing had always been tinsel, old school tinsel.
Like the individual strands.
The icicle stuff, but remember when we were kids, before I needed glasses, it was made out of literally a toxic substance.
Sure.
It should have had do not use hands to decorate your tree with this.
It was developed at Los Alamos.
It had a half-life and it was a carcinogen. Mm. You could get diabetes from it. Mm. It gave you zits. It was really bad stuff. And I always put tinsel on the tree, even though now...
Do you do strands or you just chuck it?
Well, now you can only chuck it because it's not the same carcinogen that it had been. It's now like just strands of mylar. Can't get it to drape over the branches the way it had. Uh-huh. But we always say this year, we alternate the years. There are some years that is this an odd numbered year?
It is, yeah.
I think in even numbered years, I can't remember, but I get tinsel on the tree.
Yes.
And we negotiate it, but I have a feeling what has happened is every year Rita convinces me that last year we had tinsel on the tree. So we do not, I think we're not going to have tinsel on the tree.
He's counting on this slip.
It's so true about the tinsel. Remember that? It was called icicles.
Icicles, yeah.
And, do you remember getting it off, though? It's such a mess.
Oh, it's such a mess. And to hang, but it looks so pretty if you had the right kind of tree.
But
the kids would always get, and you just start throwing clumps on, and then your mom would get mad because you need to hang and drape each one individually.
Strand, yeah.
Anyway, and then here's just one more short little story about the lights on the tree argument.
Now, do you have multicolored lights or just white lights?
Multicolored.
Oh.
What?
Interesting.
What are you talking about? What are you talking
about? Well, I just think it cuts down on the... look, I like them to flash. Do you have the flashing lights,
please?
That's
insane. Flashing lights? We're not landing a plane.
Oh, gosh.
We're trying to get Santa to stop by. I guess that would be
good. If you have multicolored lights, then you're not really sure what color the decorations are. Because a blue one will be
right next to
a gold bulb, and you'll say, it's a gold bulb. It's a blue bulb. I don't know what color bulb it is.
Are you saying you color coordinate your lights and your bulbs?
Absolutely, sir.
They have medicine for that now. Look,
they were fun together.
I know they were funny together. And then here's just a little Tom, because I guess he was ostensibly on there to promote the Post.
He was,
which is a Spielberg directed movie about the Pentagon Papers, starring Meryl Streep. Here he is making fun, Tom Hanks, of Meryl Streep.
Morning. You know, a lot of people trust you, and it's true. And one of the people who trust you is your co-star Meryl Streep, who this morning, in a buzz-free interview...
Can I just say, you mean Meryl High Maintenance Streep?
Oh, really? Oh, really? Yeah. Diva?
The shoes alone, man. The big
She is not a diva at all.
No, I know. Are you kidding? We know that.
I know.
She's so low-key and relaxed, and we're going to see her... No, we're not going to see
her this
year. We saw her last year.
We did see her last year.
She looked stressed last year. She wasn't as fun as she was that year. She wore the dress, the print that looks like the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yes.
The palm fronds.
Yes.
Remember when she wore that dress?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She did look a little stressed. All right, it's time.
Is it time?
We are live at InVision in the Galleria. It's a Santa stop. We'd love to see you. Stop by and join us. Bring an unwrapped gift if you'd like. We'll be right back.
Previously on Jason and Alexis.
Okay, is Claire Foy nominated for Best Actor? Yes, she better win this.
Yes, she is.
I am all.
Well, who is she
right
up
now.
Against?
I don't care.
Okay,
where's Winona Ryder?
For Stranger Things.
Nobody likes her.
She was the weakest part of that whole
series. Stop it, Alexis.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
She was not.
Yeah, she was. Yes.
No, she wasn't. No.
Yep. Yes. She did not emote at all.
She did emote.
She just emoted the wrong way.
Yeah, it was just not.
She had a drawbridge and emote. She emoted.
Bringing you everything entertainment. Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk 107.1.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so for random thoughts today, we're going to have Anthony give us some random...
eyeglass thoughts?
Eyeglass thoughts here, since we are at InVision.
Are we making over Donnie first thing, Anthony?
Oh, for God's sake.
Actually,
Donnie's got some good choices.
He does, and he's actually, the glasses you have, they're pretty good, right? Would you say?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
You know,
they're pretty good.
They're classics.
Yeah.
Okay, he's saying they're readers, they're trifle.
Let me Hollywood speak that.
I know.
He could do better.
He could do better.
Yeah, we've got a couple of cool options. There's a really light, simple one, which I think you would like. And then there's a super cool one, which might be a little bit too much, but it looks really good.
Donnie, it's time for you to up your game. He doesn't have a microphone, so we can talk all about him.
Oh, yeah.
Right now,
so
and he can't talk
he
back.
He can't talk at all.
Okay, he can't.
Yeah,
okay, so Anthony, give us a couple hot trends. What are the big trends right now?
Everything is lighter and more open, and
that means more eyeglass area.
More eyeglass area, more openness to see, to see your eyes. So there's a lot of beautiful light metal, especially in cool colors, and a lot of innovative acetate and metal combinations. Lori's frame actually is.
Lori has an amazing frame.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I have a Fosafos frame.
It's a great, just a little bit of acetate over a metal frame.
All right, we're taking pictures. We're sending them out.
They're black and gold.
This is another one that it's just a little bit of thin translucent acetate around a metal frame.
Kind of purple for Prince.
Yeah.
Kind of purple for Prince. Mm-hmm. Are you excited about the fashion show that's going to be here with all the...
Cannot wait. It's going to be so cool.
No, because all of the wives of the football players is going to be here for a big fashion show.
They're going to be wearing some Envision eyewear and some Envision sunglasses, and I'm really excited.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah.
So, and what about the sunglass?
The sunglasses, I would say flash mirrors, just a little bit of mirror, not like a 1970s chips mirror, but
I love the mirrored frame.
Yeah, me too.
I'm so glad that they're
practical,
back.
Actually, I mean, they protect your eyes.
They're so practical.
Those are good on you, Donnie.
Those do look good on you, Donnie. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And do we have some options with Maui Jims with mirrored frame?
Yeah, Julia was trying one on earlier. No, don't do that.
Julia is wearing her red eye bobs. You do have some good eye bobs. You look like Mrs. Potter.
You don't need that.
You do. You look like what I envisioned Mrs. Potter to look like in those glasses.
No, I know. I have been trying on a couple different ones, and what always happens to me here is I want to get something, and you tell me to buy something else because it looks.
Well, they're very similar.
Yeah,
they're very similar. So either one would be fine, but I just think that salt is. It's that one's perfect.
I know. Okay. All right. So
it's one of the things though that people that work at an. I mean, you do have to like stop people from. Because sometimes they have their heart set on something that they could do better. And so you guys are diplomats.
Do you use that you can do better? Because Lori used to use that on me when we'd get ready to go out. She'd always say,
I like it, but I feel like you could do better.
I think that we have, there's always a few choices. And, people can buy whatever we want. But we're just here to explain this is how this works. This is how that doesn't work, mm-hmm. and they can make a choice. Mm-hmm.
And I've been talked out of wanting to get glasses because they'll just someone from Envision will say that doesn't fit the bridge of your nose. Those are going to be uncomfortable glasses.
That's one of the most important things because otherwise, pretty much, if you really want to rock it, you can rock it.
Yes, right.
But
if you have the confidence,
we can explain how things fit and what they're maybe conflicting with or not conflicting with, and why when something just clicks, what's actually perfect about it.
Okay, I want you to weigh in on something, okay? So I got, and I'm not going to go through all of the 17 things to not do if you're going to a holiday party this year, but these are good warnings for people because a lot of these holiday party mistakes happen.
Oh, okay. I can't believe Anthony and I practice any of these anymore. We might have practiced them in the past.
Okay, what do you?
I'm pretty well behaved.
Okay, are you, even in your 20s? And 30s?
I am presently pretty well behaved.
Okay, all right.
Actually, you know what? I mean...
What
party
do you think,
manners-wise, I think I was always pretty
you were,
what
okay.
do you think is the biggest mistake someone makes besides being overserved at a holiday party?
Confiding something too personal because they have had too many drinks. They share with you something you desperately wish they hadn't said.
Yeah, maybe talking too loud or talking too much. Not listening.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think that
Have a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about about bringing someone new that doesn't know anybody else that you're newly dating or something
to
have.
That's not a problem. At a party? No way. Mm-hmm.
No way.
Okay. What about, these are the things. Okay, forgetting not to RSVP and showing up.
Okay, that's tacky.
That's tacky. Failing to accurately prepare your plus one.
For the situation?
Uh-huh.
Like who you're meeting?
So, like your host, they might have peculiar quirks, something, a life situation might have happened.
Then leave them at home if you got to explain to them what's happening.
All right. Being the first to arrive.
There's nothing. Someone's got to be the first to arrive.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. What about showing up with a cold?
No.
Yeah,
I say no too.
Yeah, no thanks.
If you have a nose that is running, there's no way.
Yeah, keep the germs.
Launching into politics.
No.
No.
Unless you know everybody is of the same.
Yeah.
You know,
even then.
It's kind of like if everyone feels the same way, then you've already said it all.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about people who ignore the dress code?
Substantially. I like to dress up. But I don't care if other people
do. But
what
if it's an ugly sweater?
And someone comes in
and you don't want to wear it because you're just like, I don't want to play that game.
It's just, all about good company, and yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't.
If
worry
it's
about
an RSVP party and you ignore the dress attire, then that's probably not the right thing to do. But if it's your friend's house and she's trying to make everybody come in their Santa hats and their Christmas sweaters, and that's not you, you can show up without it.
Okay, this
and
is,
let her be or him be mad.
This is something that I know both Lori and I are going to be guilty of at different times in our life.
Okay.
Okay, and your host has already curated their music selection and got it all ready, and then we come in messing with your host's music choices.
It's pretty hard these days. Everything is, everything in my house just streams.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
it's
almost impossible to do this.
Yeah.
But Lori and I...
I don't know, I do kind of love it when the party gets to that point where people start... putting records on, and okay, you know,
yeah. I think it's okay to hijack the music later.
I think that's an after dinner, right?
Later,
yeah.
And now with Alexa, Lori,
I'm terrible with Alexa, and I boss her around like she's a real person. I put my hand on my hip. People have filmed me; they just think, and I'm like, okay, Alexa, use your brain and play "Paralyzed" by Elvis Presley. That's saying too much, apparently.
It is saying too much.
You're giving too much information
to
Alexa.
So you can only just give one command. It's like talking to a child.
Your relationship with your robot is
I know. It's very special.
You can do it however you want.
I know. You can do it however you want. Okay, so now what do you guys think is the very worst?
Okay, you didn't ask the one big party thing. Do you double dip or when no one's looking?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And do
Julia?
Julia? You, if no one's looking.
You know what? I don't.
Not egregiously.
No.
No.
Yeah, but
no.
Sometimes you got to get the back end of something.
You can flip it
flip
around.
Flip it around. That's not really double dipping if you flip it around.
I would agree 100%.
I have flipped it around.
I have flipped it
and
around.
And double dip. This sounds so good.
If someone
and
was
bad
just tuning in right now, do you think it's bad to show up with Tupperware and ask for leftovers?
Yes. Unless it's your mom's house and she told you to.
I don't know. I'm usually glad to get rid of some of the leftovers.
Okay, but
I've never had that
situation.
People coming prepared.
Right. I haven't either.
I have my own stuff to go. All right. I know the other things, and then being the last one to leave. Now this one. When someone doesn't leave and you're exhausted, I mean...
Then you tell them. You got to go now.
Yeah.
Let me help you find your coat.
I say,
Can I call you a cab?
I'm tired.
Can I call you a cab? All right.
Yeah. How about, do you always show up at a party if it's at somebody's house or it's a hosted thing? With something.
Unless it's a close friend, yes.
I like to bring flowers.
Flowers, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Anthony.
Anthony,
you
is
can
someone
come over to
invite?
My house.
I know it. You're someone to invite
my
to a party.
Goodness.
I've been waiting for the invite.
I know it. Oh, Donnie. Well, Donnie says it
bring,
could be a
I always
wait.
Bring wine or champagne.
That's always welcome.
It's always welcome and something good, you know.
I think so, too. Do you think this is going to fly? Okay, so they've been trying to figure out what to do with 700 Nicollet Mall, the old Dayton/Macy's property.
Yeah.
Andrew Zimmerman is going to develop a food hall at Dayton's.
I think that sounds brilliant.
Yeah,
doesn't
sounds
it?
Like a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. Tons of different food vendors, different things going on. Like
hopefully local shops.
I think that it's
cause so
fantastic
many people are living
for
downtown.
That part of town, and I think it's going to be that would be a huge hit.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony, for hosting us here today,
yes.
too, by the way.
I'm so happy to have you guys.
We're at the InVision at the Galleria. It's a Santa stop. Come by and see us.
Welcome back to the Lori and Julia Show on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We're at the Galleria in Edina, and it is a Santa stop. Also want to mention something that is coming up on Friday evening. It is going to be the 5th annual Clouds Choir for Cause. It'll be at the Mall of America in the Rotunda. This is a Children's Cancer Research Fund fundraiser. They've been doing this, as I said, for 5 years, and this all goes back to Zach Sobiak, who we lost back in 2013.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. I wish we could go, but we can't.
I know. It's always during. It's amazing.
They're expecting more than 6,000 people
that's
to
cool.
take part
wow.
in this.
Wow. That's a beautiful song, too.
Yes, Clouds is a beautiful song, and if you want to see this event again, it's this Friday, 6 o'clock till 7:15, the Clouds Choir for a Cause. And that is in the Rotunda at Mall of America.
Okay.
All right.
Julia, did the showman get nominated for a SAG award?
No.
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 But he got nominated, I thought, for something. I saw Hugh Jackman's name for something.
On the...
what would it
see that.
I swear I saw it for something. Hold on.
Do
hold
we
on.
Have the complete SAG award?
I think he was nominated for a Golden Globe.
Oh, that was it. He was nominated for a Golden Globe. Okay. Okay.
Because he was on the Today Show, and of course, is it called The Showman?
Yes.
The Showman. It opens, I believe, on Christmas Day. And so Savannah was giddy about sitting down with Hugh Jackman. Remember we saw him for Australia? We went to New York for the premiere of that movie.
He's absolutely dreamy.
And he's tall.
Yeah.
He's tall, and he's incredibly good looking. The one rule of thumb, they're better. People are better looking
always.
In person.
Always, always,
and so if
come see us.
We're better looking in person, too. Come and see us at the gallery. Oh, someone did just say that.
Did they?
You girls are way better than your photographs. And I'm like, just like Hollywood.
So much. That's so nice
to anyway, hear. He was talking about Showman. And so far, the only one I've seen like really like on doing interviews is Zendaya.
Right.
I haven't seen anyone else.
No, I saw Zac Efron.
Oh, and Zac, that's all. So now they're bringing out Hugh. So here we go. Let's hear from the Showman.
It is the kind of movie that makes you want to sing and dance. And it's beautiful.
It's a perfect movie for this time of year.
Yes.
It's for everybody. It is uplifting. It's got, a great theme about inclusion and tolerance for those people. Back in those days, it was a bearded lady, a three-legged man, Tom Thumb, but really that story of being kind to everyone, that we can create family, we can create tolerance, I think is perfect for now.
So there you go. And it does look good. It looks like...
Oh, I feel like... I hate that they wait for everything for...
Well, but that is happens. I mean, and I know in my family, we always go to a movie on Christmas Day.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, always, always, always.
The worst was the sister one that I saw with Tina Fey. And
we saw that 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was the worst.
I know. We're going to see The Post this year. But there is part of the group that's going to be in Seattle going to this movie is lobbying for The Showman.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, I can see where there would be both.
Both. Okay, so let's play about just how like they've been trying to get this movie made.
And I know there was this critical moment in the process where you're trying to get this movie made.
Yeah.
And I heard a story that it was rehearsal time. You had this big moment with the producers.
Yeah.
And you had had skin surgery the night before.
Yeah.
And the doctor said, whatever you do, Don't sing. So what happened?
I had a skin cancer, and so he said, you got to get it out. I said, can we wait till, like, after the performance? He goes, no, it's cancer. So he put 80 stitches in my nose, and everything was fine. And I thought, I'll turn up the next day. And there were probably 80 people, bigwigs, all ready to make the decision, will we or won't we? The director was not happy with me, but I had someone singing for me. And so I would do the scenes, and he would sing, and it came to the last number. And I thought, I'll just sing the first line. Oh, I'll sing the second line. It's quiet. I'll sing the... And then I was off, you know. I'm a big ham. So I started singing, finished the number. It was a good showbiz moment. Oh, we overcame in this. And then all of a sudden I felt this trickle of blood.
Oh.
Yeah, it was not good. I had to go and get some of those stitches redone, but worth it.
It was worth
it. The show must go on.
Listen, that skin cancer is something, though. You know, like, he's had it so many different times on his nose.
Yes,
and on his face.
Yeah, I know.
And he lived in Australia and didn't wear sunscreen. Oh, my gosh, some people are walking in with treats for us. I'm ready to die.
Do we not have the cut about the movie was a labor of love?
We should have the middle one, cut number two.
And the producer said...
There we go. That's the one.
Movies, you know, for Wolverine. You've done musicals on Broadway and the West End. You should put the two together. And I was like, great, to be honest, I thought it was about a 1 in 10 chance the movie would happen, because an original movie musical, no matter who you are, it had been 23 years since the studio had said yes to that.
Yeah.
And thankfully, we found Justin and Benj, who were nobodies at the time.
Yeah.
They've since won an Oscar for La La Land. They've won the Tony for Dear Evan Hansen. They just got 3 Grammy Award nominations, and they no longer talk to me. But that's fine. way too big. They wrote 10 incredible songs.
10 songs.
This movie looks so good.
It looks so good. And Zac Efron was so giddy about it, too, because it's going to be like
Moulin Rouge. That's what I'm hoping.
You know, and it's going to be singing and dancing and good acting and a great story. It's going to be everything.
The costumes and the setting.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really excited about this.
I'm so excited
about
it.
And then here's something you may not have known about Hugh Jackman. Savannah had the photographic proof, which she showed on the Today Show.
Okay.
One of the many jobs he had in his early 20s.
Oh.
And I felt that.
And it's kind of full circle for you, because P.T. Barnum, a great showman, the circus, you do have some experience in the clown sector.
Oh, my gosh. You've done your research.
Of course I have. That was yeah. So you when was this? You used to you were
I'm
at birthday parties.
I was 21 or 22 yeah. and me and Stan were Coco and Bozo. Right, clearly we hadn't put a lot of effort into that. That was a rented clown suit. Sorry, I still haven't given it back. And I gave up finally after about a year when I did an 8-year-old's party. And your job as a clown is literally to distract the kids for an hour while the parents can have a glass of wine.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So about 8 minutes in, maybe 3 minutes in, this 8-year-old stands up. Mom, this clown is terrible.
Oh, no.
He might have used a different word to terrible. And yeah. I was like, I literally grabbed my ace, which was juggling eggs, and I just gave them all like 2 dozen eggs, and they started throwing eggs, they thought, at me, and they thought this was the greatest thing ever. And that was the last time I was
ever
a clown.
I'm out.
That's absolutely hysterical that they threw eggs and you thought it was so... Think of how much you would laugh, though. I'm really bad. I'm really stinky bad.
I know.
That's so funny.
I know it. So anyway, she was just kind of giddy, and she got to do the interview alone and just kind of...
Just happy.
Just happy to talk to him because he was just real easy. I thought, you know, good couch. Good morning couch.
No kidding.
And then her cohort, Matt Lauer... He has the distinction, and of course, it happened towards the end of the year. But the top, you know, Google people searches.
Okay,
Matt Lauer, Meghan Markle, Harvey Weinstein.
Top three.
Yeah,
top three.
Meghan Markle had the whole year for people to get excited about her. But
yeah,
the last
so next
two,
year she'll be the virus.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, you're right, because they take
the virus.
People who
they
are...
always take who's the most popular search, and then they start attaching viruses.
Yes, they do.
And GMA, ABC had a whole thing about how all these block-ups or pop-ups are happening on people's searches saying your computer's infected and it's just a
don't open it, shut off your computer.
Yes. And they're, you know, they...
Do you want to feel old?
Yeah.
Caribou Coffee is going to be 20
years. That doesn't make me feel old at all.
Doesn't it? Makes me. I remember when the first one opened.
No.
Anyway, tomorrow you can buy a drink and buy another one for just 25 cents.
Oh, now that is a good deal.
So they've got a big celebration.
Every time I go into Caribou, I always have to answer the trivia question that they have written on the chalkboard.
Why?
No, because they ask
just for fun.
Because
I'm anal, you get 10 cents off, and it's just for fun.
What was today's?
Oh, I don't know. But I've only been wrong once.
Oh, geez.
Today is like the second National Ice Cream Day of the year.
Yeah.
In the middle of December.
And today is my friend Lucy's almost her birthday. And so she's having a velvet cupcake here with us at Envision
Lori
Galleria.
Lori baked those, Lucy.
Oh, yeah. You know
it.
Oh, she works so hard.
I was so worried about having to bake more cookies, as you suggested to me. And I said to Casey, I'm going to bake more cookies. And he goes, you are? And I'm like, yeah, I really am. I'm gonna do it. And he goes, okay. And then by the next thing you know, I was at Regina's Chocolate buying my
I can't believe that you did that. That makes me laugh so hard because I have left my crack bars in the garage.
To keep them away from
you? Oh, yeah. I haven't even cut them up. I break off.
Donnie, did you like my cookies? Did you have any?
I have a confession to make.
What?
The dog ate them.
I ate all of them.
Oh, you ate all of them.
I did.
Okay.
I couldn't stop.
Oh, yeah. I know. There were just six. I gave them two peanut butter, a melting moment.
Is that
moment.
Bad that I ate six cookies?
No. What did you think of the melting moment? The little...
The one that you had wrapped?
Yeah.
It was quite the ordeal getting the wrapping off.
I know, same. I know it. I really wrapped that thing tight.
But they were all great.
Because I didn't want the frosting to come off on any other cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the Klingon wrap on it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, those things are kind of good.
What are they called? Melting moment?
Melting moment.
That's very good.
Yeah.
We're having a melting moment here.
What are we having?
It's time to go.
It is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
all right, fine.
We are live at Envision in the Gallery. It's a Santa stop. And the Cove just came by with some yummy food. Thank you. That's a new restaurant here.
Julia,
all the rage.
We talked about it yesterday.
I know
it's the hottest place here, and it came from Wayzata.
All good stuff happening. We'll be right back.
Recently overheard on Donna and Marley.
Let's see. Be sensitive to other religions. Your work party isn't the good time to take a hard stance on things like saying Merry Christmas. Okay.
Don't dress as your favorite nativity character.
What?
Don't dress as your favorite nativity character.
Oh.
Right? That would be inappropriate.
Who's yours?
People have those.
No. We could go as the three wise men, you guys.
Wait, but if we went as, you would go as the dad. Donna, you'd go as the Virgin Mary, and I could be baby Jesus.
You could be, there was a donkey present.
Bringing you everything entertainment. Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1. Laugh along. The radio home of, can you believe who went home last night? My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood!
is the meaning of this?
Can you guys hear this thing?
All right, Julia, we're going to Hollywood speak. Here it is.
There's so many lovely people here right now.
I know it. And the Cove just brought over some food, and we're having a party.
We are live at InVision in the Galleria, where gift cards are flying off the shelf.
Is your mouth full of guacamole right now?
And lobster.
Okay, it's going to be hard to Hollywood speak, but let's try.
I'm chewing really quickly.
Okay, so there are two stories out about George Clooney today.
Oh my gosh, is he something or is he something?
One of them is that George gave $14 million in cash to his 14 best dude friends in 2013. Each friend got $1 million.
In $20 bills in a suitcase, and he paid for their taxes. This is like the best story. Okay, it's good to have good friends.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's better to be a good friend because I think...
No, it's better to be the good friend who gets $1 million from George Clooney. Well, let's Hollywood that way.
You're right. It's good to be George Clooney's friend.
Oh, it's so much better to be a good friend. Yeah, it would be nice if he had money to give her. Huh?
Look at how it paid off. Because these are his friends that he's had for years since he first moved out to Hollywood. And slept on their couches. And he made it big, and he wanted to reward these his dear friends.
He calls them the boys.
The boys. And he had everyone gather and had a suitcase.
That is a nice thing to do.
$1 million in $20 bills plus the taxes paid on the $1 million income.
That's amazing.
And these aren't celebrities. Most of these are just ordinary guys.
Yeah. And this is before he even made the... $1 billion or whatever he made, $500 million when he sold Casamigos.
Yeah.
He is one.
I hope there's no bad story about to break on him because there's another story about George Clooney, and it's weird to get two stories in one week.
Well, this one, Randy Gerber, his Casamigos partner, spilled the beans on the show.
Well, that's okay. No, it's that they pass out, he and Amal, when they fly first class. This is rich people problems. They get the twins. They pass out headsets to everybody so the baby's noises and sounds won't disturb them.
But they say Casamigos on them.
I know.
Yeah. They're for the brand.
I know.
Listen, is
that brilliant?
Brilliant.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to put them on because I'd want to hear what those two were talking about.
Okay, now Hollywood speak this. Okay. Just tell me if you think this petition is going to have...
any legs?
Yeah, will Target drop Mario Batali's product line? Do you think he will drop it?
Someone already dropped it yesterday.
At Target?
No, someone already else dropped it.
Hey, if Paula Deen had to pay the piper, so is Mario Batali.
I agree, because she paid it hardcore for something that she had
and
said
more,
30 years earlier and didn't sexually abuse anybody.
No, that wasn't. It wasn't a 30-year earlier situation. You're very misinformed.
Selective memory.
Is that what you're calling it? Let me Hollywood speak that.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Her comments were on the racist side, I believe, weren't they?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a current employee at her place in that town that you went to and you never went there for mashed potatoes. Savannah or Charleston, wherever her restaurant is.
Yes.
Okay. Word of the year for 2017?
Feminism.
Let's Hollywood speak that. People, did they not know the meaning?
Equal rights.
That's all it means. Politically... Socially and economically equal rights for both sexes. That's all it is to be a feminist.
And it's so funny because for so many years we've heard people say or ask people, are you a feminist? Well, not really.
Not really. Oh, we just go crazy.
It doesn't mean anything.
I don't need to get equal pay.
All it means is equal.
Equal.
Yes,
that's all it is.
Yep.
So I'm glad people were looking it up this year. That means people are woke. Okay. Mm-hmm. The other word that they looked up, the other two, the nine runner-ups, complicit, recuse, so excuse yourself from something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was the most, who recused themselves?
Jeff Sessions
from the Russia investigation. So people had to look that up. Empathy, because we need to remember what that is. Dotard, which was Kim Jong-un's tweet about the president.
What is a dotard?
It's like a fogey old senile person.
Well, I think mentally feeble.
Mentally feeble, is that what it is?
It's an actual word,
apparently. It is an actual
word. I didn't know that.
A euro. Euro was a looked up word this year for some reason. Or some people like to call it a gyro.
Oh, a gyro.
Gyro.
Federalism, hurricane, and gaffe.
Gaffe?
Oh. Gaffe, G-A-F-F-E.
We've had plenty of those this
year. Yeah, we've had a lot of gaffes. Yeah. So anyway, I think those are all pretty good words for people to know.
I have a new word for you guys.
All right.
For you guys to analyze for me. Okay. Oh, nope. That's not the one.
She's still looking.
Julia. Nope. That's let me just one. Say that. Let me Hollywood speak. You trying to read on your phone under fluorescent
okay.
lights without
what
your
What do you
glasses?
Think this means? Okay. No, sorry for darting. Darting.
Sorry for darting?
Darting.
Darting. Does anyone know what that means? D-A-R-T-Y-I-N-G. I just learned this.
Okay, tell us.
Sorry for darting.
What is it?
Day partying.
Oh,
geez. That's lame.
That word is not going to catch
not
on.
Sorry,
no. We just call it day drinking.
I know, but they have it darting.
Nobody can pronounce. You can't even barely say the word.
I know. Darting. I had to ask someone young what it meant.
Yeah, that word is that going to take off? No.
No.
All right.
I'm just saying.
And that was a dumb idea, Julia. Why'd you even bring it up?
Well, no. I'm glad that you alerted us to a word
Our
that's
new
not
word.
Going to catch on. You know, people
All right,
need to
fine.
Know that. Okay, Tobey Maguire and Jennifer Meyer, his wife, are they going to get back together?
No, they are not reconciling, but they are consciously uncoupling. He was at her jewelry launch party. She is of Metro Golden Mayer, Jennifer Mayer. Tobey Maguire made one movie, Spider-Man, and then went.
She's not Metro Mayer. She's
that.
Not Mayer. Her dad That's is the, like Ron, somebody else. Yeah, Ron
it's,
Meyer. Ron
it's a different
Meyer
spelling.
From. It's M-A-Y-E-R,
yeah,
Goldwyn Mayer.
She's,
let me finish.
Okay,
but she's from money.
Yes.
She's from money.
Her dad is a bigwig in Hollywood.
He's not from money.
Okay.
He married her, and he made one movie, Spider-Man, and hasn't done anything since except for play poker in the sky.
He did Seabiscuit.
He did Pleasantville.
Yes, with Reese.
Yeah.
Fine. I don't know why I'm talking.
Yeah.
Something happened when I ran so fast to the bathroom.
Well, what happened? Please share.
Part of my brain is missing.
Yeah, their relationship is much better, but they're not reconciling.
Well, she's not going to kill him because he stepped out on her anymore.
Yeah.
She's willing to have him be around her.
You know
what?
It's hard to be a poker wife of a high-stakes poker player. He's being portrayed in that
in
movie,
Molly's Game. Yes.
He's the guy who made Molly buy a poker counter thing, a money counter thing for he bought it for $75,000 and then he rented it to her at every game for $1,000 a pop.
Yeah.
He said, you're making money on me and all my friends. You have to rent this counting thing.
What a loser.
He was like in her book, Molly's Game, he was the biggest dink. But he's a very small, tiny man.
And what does that mean? They can be bigger dinks if they're small, tiny men?
Yes, Julia. Sometimes they are because they're making up for their height. It's true.
Listen.
If you're not, you have to grow up size. Like, Casey was unaware he's technically would be considered on a shorter side. He didn't realize he was short until he went in the Army at 18.
Well, so many other people are that way besides Casey.
I know, but that's a good way to be. But Tobey Maguire was aware of it at an early age that he was short.
She's making it up.
Well, that's why
he's making it up.
But that's why he's a dink.
A lot of people are dinks just to be dinks.
But it's the height with Toby. It's the height and the slightness.
It's the Napoleon
It's the fact that his girlfriends could bench press him. Really made him angry.
None of these things are true.
I think that's fair. That's the true reason.
Yeah.
Why would he marry someone who could bench press him anyway?
Why would you marry someone you could bench press? I don't want to be able to bench press.
These are all good questions.
You know what I mean? I'm telling you,
I loved
Casey being home again today. You know why? Because my aftermarket remote car starter did something to my car, and my battery was dead today.
Are you kidding
me? This morning, yes.
I think my son called him today to jump his battery,
and
too.
And so I'm like, I like this man who's staying at home and is available for these different... And so he dealt with it all. It was so nice. So I'm like, I'm fine with the semi-retired.
Can we check with you in a month and see if you feel the same way?
Exactly. In the spring.
I wish he'd leave the house.
He keeps digging up dirt. He's tracking the dirt to the house.
He is the messiest man
in the world. The counters are so dirty.
He leaves a trail of peanut butter, chocolate, and banana everywhere.
It's your child you never had.
No, he's not my child.
Well, with the fingerprints and the dirt.
He is very messy. Okay, Hollywood speak this. This is a source who says they have the inside scoop on Taylor Swift. things are amazing between her and her boyfriend.
Oh, God. Is it Tom Cruise?
It's built on love and respect, and they just have mutual respect for each other. Is that a sappy way to describe
it? It means they're not having sex.
Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn, her handsome British tall
boyfriend. It's built on love and respect. Why not just say they have a lot of fun together?
Yeah, that is much better.
Whoever says,
about 20-something-year-old.
She really likes him. It's built on love and respect. Okay, Red and Vision will be right back.